Hi guys, my name is Christy and you are listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Today we have a video that's called Are Teachers Unintentionally Racist? And the video discusses how a teacher's preconceptions can affect a student's growth. And I don't know if you were the teacher's favorite kid or you were like the least favorite kid of your teacher. And when we grow up, you'll know that maybe perhaps it doesn't matter that much, but somehow when we were students, it matters a lot. So let's take a look at today's sentence. These labels don't require a researcher. Teachers can automatically and involuntarily apply them to students. So it is especially important to grapple with and examine the expectations attached to them. These labels don't require a researcher. Teachers can automatically and involuntarily apply them to students. So it is especially important to grapple with and examine the expectations attached to them. 那我们首先要看的第一个字呢，就是 label。label 它当名词的时候呢，指的是标签的意思，像是 she put a green label beside the signature。她在签名旁边呢放上了一个绿色的标签。可是它这边呢也可以当动词。那当动词的时候呢，就是替某种东西或某个人贴上标签。那我们就可以说 we should never label a person based on our first impressions。我们不应该呢以第一印象将某个人贴上标签。再我们来看 require 指的是需要的意思，那它有点像是 need 或者是 lack， 就是指都是需要，像是 passion is required when writing a dissertation， 就在写论文的时候呢，很需要这个热忱。And I think that's very true because as a former master's student, I feel like you have to study something you love, and if you don't have passion for it, it's going to be a hard road for you.Anyways, 那跟 require 很像的还有一个字叫做 choir。 Choir 指的是合唱团。那我记得好像上一次我们讲到 require 这个字的时候呢，我有提到说我高中呢是合唱团的。那有些人就说诶，他们猜我可能是 alto, and that is correct. I was in alto when I was in the choir back in high school, 就是我是唱这个女中音的，不是 soprano 女高音这样。再我们来看 automatically 指的是自动的或者是自动自发的，那这个字的音节比较长，那它的重音在 MA 的地方，那它的 AUTO 的 O 有点短音耳的音 auto 然后 automatically 那它的形容词呢则是 automatic 指的是自动的。再我们来看 involuntarily 呢指的就是非自愿的，那它当然是从 voluntarily 这个字来的。 voluntarily 呢就是指自愿的，像是说 he voluntarily cleaned up the classroom after everyone left， 大家走之后呢他自愿收拾这个教室。那它的名字有一个名词呢当然就是 volunteer 呢指的就是志工，那它也可以当动词指的是自愿的意思。像如果有看 Hunger Games 的人就知道 Katniss Everdeen 在他的妹妹被抽中那一瞬间，他就会说 I volunteer as tribute， 就是我自愿当贡品，这样就是一个 volunteer。 那 volunteer 当名词志工的时候呢，就可以用在比如说 I was a volunteer in the summer camp， 我是这个暑期班 的志工这样子。再我们来看 apply 就是将某个东西用于什么，可是它也是指申请的意思。 apply 它的 A 呢只有发短音耳的音，那如果说讲到的第一个意思将什么东西用于什么，像是我们可以说 apply cold water to burned area， 就是在烫伤的部位呢撒上冰水，这样子就是将冰水用于烫伤的部位。 apply something to something， 那如果讲 apply for 的话呢就会是申请，像是 I'm applying for the University of Manchester， 我正在申请的这个曼彻斯特大学。那它的形容词呢就是 applicable 这边的 a 呢就是发 a 的音，那就是指可应用的或者是可以应用在其他谁的身上，像是说 this policy is applicable to all employees， 就是这个政策呢就是适用于所有的员工。那跟他们很像的字呢 appliance 这边很特别，好像跟应用很有关系，可是它其实就是指家电或者是电器，像是饭局什么电风扇啊冷气吹风机，这些都是 appliances。 再来最后我们来看 grapple。 grapple 呢指的就是抓牢的意思，那大家这个字不要跟 gavel 搞混，我一直觉得两个字好像听起来非常非常像，就是 grapple 跟 gavel。 gavel 就是指那个法官的小木锤，他们有时候就会说 OK I now announce this case closed， 然后他们就会锤下桌子，就是这个他们用的就是这个 gavel。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. These labels don't require a researcher. Teachers can automatically and involuntarily apply them to students. So it is especially important to grapple with and examine the expectations attached to them.